AircheckDownloads.com.
The Weekly Top 40 with Rick Dees.
Could you be unfaithful to your partner without touching anyone else? Well, if you said yes, you agree with over 21% of the people in the U.S. According to a survey in USA Today, the nation's newspaper, many people said that you could cheat on your partner just by thinking. Repeat, thinking about someone else. Yeah. A lot of guilty people on this show. And you know your husband's into that when he uses a phony name to register at a motel and he's alone. Yeah. Back into it. Number 38 on the Weekly Top 40 Countdown, Paul McCartney. Press.
Say what?
When you want me to love you, just tell me to press. That's Paul McCartney, looking pretty good these days. He's got a full head of salt and pepper hair. And up two to number 38 on the Weekly Top 40 Countdown. On to number 37 with Rick Dees here, former child performer at Disneyland. Stacey Swain now calls herself Stacey Q. Right, Stacey?
I hate you.
Two of hearts. Stacey Q, brand new on the Weekly Top 40 Countdown with her boyfriend, producer, John St. James. That's Two of Hearts. Now, how would you like to spend New Year's Eve in Hawaii? Does that sound pretty good?
Yeah.
Oh, baby. Round trip airfare for two, 8 days, 7 nights in paradise. If you've never been to Hawaii, oh, trust me on this, it is just really nice. All you have to do is identify our mystery voice and win the Weekly Top 40 Challenge. What we'll do is send you to a rockin' New Year's Eve in Hawaii. Compliments of the people who make Levi's 501 shrink-to-fit jeans. And all you do is listen to the mystery voice. Like we said, who is this?
When I first walked in Rick's studio, it was like a museum of horror. I mean, all these faces and...
Okay. Who is that? Think about it. That's the mystery voice. Put the name down on a postcard along with your telephone number. Send it to Rick Dees, Weekly Top 40 Challenge, Box 196, Hollywood, California, 90078. We pick a winner at random from all of our correct entries received by this Friday. And as a special bonus to you, because you do listen to the Weekly Top 40, 50 runners-up get a pair of Levi's 501s. They're good. Got some on right now. If you would like another chance, just keep on listening, because we're going to repeat this challenge a little bit later in the countdown, all right? The contest is sponsored by Dees Creations.
Yay!
Good luck to you. Coming up, probably the hottest concert ticket in America. Tickets will be scalped for over $500 for this group, and they've got a hit.
Rick Dees, the Weekly Top 40. The hottest hits of summer with Rick Dees.
You found the place with the 40 hottest hits in the USA coming to you right now from Hollywood on great radio stations around the world, like 3 EON FM in Melbourne, Australia, Orlando's hot rockin' Y106, Power 105, WKPQ, Hornell, and the hottest hits, 102.5, K-Don and Seaside, Salinas, Monterey. Here we are back at number 31, Rick Dees with you. The second song in the countdown from one of the world's hottest rock band right now, if not the hottest. Here's Genesis. She's got that invisible touch.
Oh!
Well, I've been waiting.
Oh, she's got that invisible touch. Genesis, their second song in the countdown this week. 2 weeks at number one, 7 weeks in the top 10. This week they're down 12 to number 31 on the Weekly Top 40. On to number 30, this is your friend Rick Dees and a movie that makes $1.3 million a day. Oh, Top Gun, here's music from it. Kenny Loggins, a health food freak, a macrobiotic man, and he loves anything that's
naturally grown.
Here's Danger Zone. To the maximum edge, the hotter intensity. The Danger Zone.
Thank you, Doctor.
You're welcome. That's Kenny Loggins dropping off 8 to number 30 on the Weekly Top 40 Countdown. Into number 29, these are the hits. Rick Dees coming at you from Hollywood. The Outfield, All the Love in the World.
I can't believe.
The Weekly Top 40 Countdown. That's Outfield with inspiration from American bands like Foreigner and Journey. And they're five guys from England with John Spinks on lead vocals. They're down 13 to number 29 this weekend. And would you look who's here? Yes. We've got a hit coming up from a guy who borrowed a name from a high school football team. And we also have Krabby in here. Now, have you had some problems with your life? Our address is Box 196, Hollywood, California, 90078. What is it, Krabby?
Yes, thank you, Rick. Krabby here with a real doozy of a letter, and it reads, Dear Krabby, I can't get excited unless my wife tells me that I'm a disgusting, depraved, good-for-nothing lowlife. But then, bingo! What kind of person am I? Signed, Slime Bucket in Bakersfield.
Well, Slime Bucket has a letter, and you got to answer this, of course.
I certainly do. It says, Dear Slimy, first of all, I didn't appreciate that dirty picture you enclosed with your letter. I think you are a disgusting, depraved, good-for-nothing. Oops, I take it back. I don't want to start any fires I can't put out.
Rick D's, the Weekly Top 40. Rick D's, the Weekly Top 40.
Well, happy birthday to you if you're having your birthday this weekend. Happy birthday, Rick Springfield. He's 37. You remember the TV show I Dream of Jeannie? Barbara Eden, its star, is 52 this weekend. Her thighs are 19. And back to the countdown, number 28. And in high school, they called him Leslie. Now they call him Loverboy. He actually took his name from his high school football team, the Oceans. Billy Ocean, Love Zone. Submitted for your approval, one Billy Ocean, now in the Love Zone.
Oh, don't lose it, don't lose it.
Billy is up 7 this week to number 28 on the weekly Top 40 countdown. And this is Rick Dees. Number 27, back for their first top 40 hit in 18 years. Here's Mickey Dolenz and Peter Tork, half of the Monkees. That was then. This is now.
You always say you like my style.
That was then. This is now. Peter Tork and Mickey Dolenz, the Monkees. 18 years later, and they've got a tour across the U.S. They've got Monkey Mania going on. About 2,000 people showed up to audition for the new Monkees TV series about a week ago in New York. I'm telling you, they're hotter than ever. Up 2 to number 27 on the countdown. We have a hit from the group with the wildest nicknames on the countdown coming up. Also, Seattle, Washington is the place to call right now. We have a winner, I hope. The challenge.
Hello?
I'm calling for Kim Rockwood.
This is Kim.
Kim, this is Rick Dees in Hollywood on the weekly Top 40 countdown.
Oh, my God. Okay, hello.
How are things in Seattle?
Well, I'm in Tacoma right now, and they're really awful.
No.
Yes.
Why?
Well, because it's, I don't know, it's just really gross outside.
It's just really gross this weekend, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Boy, you get around from Seattle to Tacoma. This girl is a mover. I like that. I like that. Are your girlfriends all gathered around?
Yeah.
Because you're about to take part in the weekly Top 40 challenge. Are you in school?
A camp.
You're at camp?
Uh-huh.
What's the name of the camp?
A drill team camp.
Oh, a drill team camp.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to be on the drill team.
Get off the show. That's our technician. Who are those giggling people in the back?
People here at camp.
Well, let's have some names.
Okay, here. My name's Deanne.
Hi, Deanne.
I'm Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Deanna.
Yeah.
I'm Lisa.
We're all guilty!
Okay, this is the good news, the weekly Top 40 challenge. What we're going to do is play a mystery voice for you, Kim.
Okay.
And identify the mystery voice. Okay, here we go. Roll it.
You know, I don't think I've had sex 3 times.
Who is that?
David Letterman?
David Letterman, you got it right. You won!
Oh, I won. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, Kim.
Kim, you won a GE Iowa Compact Portable Entertainment Center with FM, AM, stereo, cassette, and also a mini-color TV, plus, courtesy of the Levi's 501 Shrink to Fit Jeans people, $200 in weekend cash.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah. Let's have a cheer for her. Yeah. And Kim? What radio station are you listening to right now?
Z101.5 in Seattle.
Yeah. That's a great radio station. Let's cheer for them, too.
Weekly Top 40.
Baby, 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 give me that love touch. Rod Stewart off 8 this week, down to number 21 on the weekly Top 40 countdown. We got the hits from Hollywood and number 20, five guys from Newmarket, Canada. They were playing at one time under the name of Tokyo, and then they changed their name to Glass Tiger just a few minutes before they went on stage about a year ago. It stuck, and so have the hits for them, too. Here they are, Glass Tiger, Don't Forget Me When I'm Gone. That's the number one song in the USA this week. Little Nani, as her papa calls her. And Papa Don't Preach, Madonna. The girl everybody is saying looks like her idol, Marilyn Monroe, these days. Now she's working out five times a week. She wants to keep her body sleek. And she's ready for her films. In fact, she's up for the lead in the remake of the film that introduced Brigitte Bardot to the world, called And God Created Women. Congratulations on being number one, Madonna. This is Rick Dees, and I got to tell you, this is a lot of fun to do. It's the weekly Top 40 coming to you every single weekend, written by Danny Lemos, Monty Adam, also Paul Libeskin, thank you for the engineering. Also help from Reggie Collins, Paul Libeskin. Thank you, production assistants Sharon Steiner, Paul Libeskin, Tracy Hodes, and Paul Libeskin. Thank you, Shari Barrett, Linda Sanchez, and Paul Libeskin. And a special thank you to Julie Dees and her manager, Paul Libeskin, for all the magnificent voices. The Weekly Top 40 is produced by Paul Josephs and Paul Libeskin and put out by United Stations Programming Network, President Paul Libeskin. This is Rick Dees. Have a fantastic week, and may Paul Libeskin bless you.
AirCheckDownloads.com.